foreign fighter travel to a conflict zone in support of a foreign terrorist organization is against the law. So the FBI has a lead on that. The question is, when you look at the broken travel, as Mr. Herb brought up earlier, when you look at the ways to legitimate citizens traveling abroad, is not something that we choose to curtail. So if you take travel to destinations like Europe, where you can then take visa waiver, the Schengen process, get down to Turkey. So it's more about identifying the multitude of ways that these individuals in the U.S. are committed to travel using good investigative processes. Are they going up to Canada? Are they going down to Mexico? How are they getting to, how are they using lawful process, lawful ways to get to these locations? So it's not a function of not having the tools. It's you know, they have just as much creativity as we do, and they've got a lot of support. So they reach out on social media, on platforms, talk to people who've done it and made it, and then follow the travel route. So we've got to stay on top of that and use tripwires, the intelligence community, the 17,000 state, local, and tribal law enforcement agencies to develop an understanding of what the landscape is.
So the message I'm getting from you here today is that you feel like we've got that under control or doing the best we can?
We don't have it under control. Absolutely, we're doing the best we can. If I were to say that we had it under control, then I would say I knew of every single individual traveling. I don't, and I don't know every person there, and I don't know everyone coming back. So it's not even close to being under control.